Knock, in a railway, the in a silly. You're listening to the award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome back to the award-winning podcast.
Yes. Nice.
Thank you.
Get that out of you. Better out than in, I always say. Me and Trek.
Yeah. I'm Alex.
I'm Jace.
And we're here to talk about football again.
Yeah. That's what's happening in the world. Nothing else.
We're tuning out on everything else. The only thing we care about right now, professional football.
Yeah. Focusing on something that is soul-sucking for the right reasons.
Right. It's soul-sucking for all the same nostalgic soul-sucking reasons that it always has been.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of soul-sucking, specifically we're going to talk about one thing, and that is the Chicago Bears.
Ugh. Who?
This is my favorite team. This is also, I'm not going to speak for you, but I assume your favorite team?
My favorite team.
Yeah.
Used to be the Jets.
This is a family thing. My parents brought me into this this fandom, and I haven't forgiven them since.
No.
But I am what I am, and that's all that I am, right, Popeye?
They pulled me away from my Jets fandom to become a Bears fan, so it's like...
Which is somehow a good decision.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely a step up now.
Anyway, so, I want to talk about the Bears, but I'm not going to just sit here and bitch about the Bears as a franchise, although I could for a very long time.
That could be its own podcast.
I mean, we could talk about the time the Bears...
That could be a serial podcast.
We could talk about the time the Bears passed on Pat Mahomes to take Mitch Trubisky. They passed on Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. For Mitch Trubisky. So, we can talk about that. We can talk about the time, hell, you know, about 15 years before that, when they passed on Aaron Rodgers because they already had Rex Grossman.
Yep, so you can just come to our house and spank us a couple times a year.
Yep. Oh, and shit in our yard. And...
Fucking mustachioed bastard.
Yeah. It's, Anyway, we could talk about the Bears and their constant stream of mistakes for a long time. Yeah. Because since 1985, they have not won a Super Bowl. They went to one in 2006 when I was still in high school, and I'm old, so that doesn't count anymore.
Right. What have you done for me lately?
Right. Whatever. We could talk about all that. That's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about a specific situation with my favorite team, and with the best player on the offensive side of the ball for my favorite team, Allen Robinson. Now, it's understandable if you don't know anything about Allen Robinson, if you haven't heard much, he's not the biggest name wide receiver in the league. He deserves so much better.
Right.
There's no doubt. Here's the list of the two quarterbacks he has worked with most often. It's Blake Bortles.
Who?
And Mitchell Trubisky.
Who?
These two guys, the one thing that they have in common, they are wildly inaccurate most of the time.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing...
Mouth-breathing homunculi.
Yes, that is a good call. What we're seeing is a wide receiver who has still somehow found a way to thrive in spite of such mediocrity throwing him the ball. Now, if you're unfamiliar with how football works, when you're a wide receiver, you catch the ball, and someone has to throw you the ball. If the person throwing the ball sucks...
If they can't throw the ball, how can you catch the ball?
Your job is going to be much more difficult.
Yes.
And that's what's happened with him. Now, he had a Pro Bowl ridiculous season a few years ago with the Jaguars when they still had Bortles. He was so good that he made Bortles look good. Bortles ended up having like 35 touchdowns, some ungodly number, and just dominated for an entire season with Allen Robinson. He got hurt and then had to make a comeback with Chicago. And ever since then, he's had to work with Mitchell Trubisky. And he's put up really good numbers. The first year, you know, he's kind of nursing, you know, the coming off of knee surgery. Not quite the statistics maybe you want from him, but still very good. And last year, he had over 1,100 yards, 7 touchdowns, in spite of the fact that he was, for sure, the only thing worth a damn on that offense.
Yeah.
I mean, the running game was nothing. The rest of the receiver options were nothing. We had no tight ends. We had no offensive line. We had nothing. It was Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson is in his final year of his contract, and there have been all kinds of speculation that the Bears would try to extend his contract, and thus far that has not happened. They like to usually get this done before the season starts, but they didn't give themselves a timeline because they knew that this was important and that Allen Robinson is a very important player going forward. He's not old, he's not super young, but he's 27 years old. So he's, in terms of football years, he's probably got at least 5 really good years left in him.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to have any reservations about re-signing him.
Mm-hmm. And he's not, you know, some diva that's in the headlines all the time.
Right. This is not Antonio Brown, okay? You know, this isn't T.O., who's an absolute, you know, locker room cancer. This is a guy who goes out there, works hard,
does his job, and does it better than most, given the situation he's in.
Right.
In Chicago.
If he was in a situation where he was playing for the Packers, and you know, instead of Devontae Adams getting the ball from Aaron Rodgers, I don't think that the production level would be that much different. In fact, I honestly think that Allen Robinson would probably put up better numbers because he's a little bigger, he's a little faster. I think he fits the mold as a number one wide receiver in this league like a glove. He's he's Julio Jones light.
Yeah.
But what's happening right now is the Bears apparently have been lowballing Allen Robinson in these contract talks, and it has created a lot of bad feelings, a lot of hurt feelings. And today we saw some drama where Allen Robinson went on all of his social media and deleted anything that had to do with the Bears. And the hashtag extend Allen Robinson or extend A-Rob or extend AR, that was everywhere, all over Twitter, at least in football Twitter. Even people who are not Bears fans are just absolutely stunned that this hasn't happened yet, especially considering that there's just no other option.
Right. So, what's the holdup?
Well, I've seen a lot of excuses. I don't like any of them, but here are the excuses. They don't necessarily have the cap space, especially when you need to evaluate Mitchell Trubisky because they have to figure out whether or not they're going to sign him to an extension at the end of the year or how that's going to go.
Just no.
if he plays well, the fact is he's a quarterback in this league. I mean, Mike Glennon got $15 million guaranteed from the Bears at one point per year. And he's Mike Glennon. Mitchell Trubisky, if he's able to repeat what he did in 2018, not a spectacular season, but he did make the Pro Bowl and he took us to the playoffs. If he's able to do something like that, then they're going to have to pony up and pay him. And I understand that from a perspective. He was the number 2 overall pick. They did take him over Mahomes and Deshaun
Watson.
They have
to prove why they
picked him. They need him to work.
But at some point, you got to cut your losses. You already signed Nick Foles for probably a lot of money. So why not just drop Trubisky, count on Foles, and then draft a rookie next year and then raise him up under the right tutelage?
It's an easy solution sounding. I have an easier solution. You don't bring in Foles because in order to trade for him, you had to give up a 4th-round pick. I think it was a supplemental pick, so it wasn't a big deal, a huge deal by any stretch, but still, you had to give something up to get him, even though he played so terribly in Jacksonville that he lost his job almost immediately. And we're still having to shell out $20 million for him just to be on our cap. Hmm. So there's a lot of money, a lot of basically dead money, because he's not playing for us right now. And we're spending money on a quarterback who's in his 30s, who has had a couple of good seasons, obviously won a Super Bowl.
Limited success.
Right. Well, very limited success. Has mostly been a serviceable quarterback or a backup. That's it. and we're not talking about Peyton Manning here, okay? So that's what we have. Now, this wouldn't be such a big deal. Obviously, you needed to bring in quarterback depth. The biggest problem I have with it was Cam Newton was out there.
Yeah.
And Cam Newton signed with the Patriots for next to nothing, especially for a quarterback, especially for such an accomplished quarterback whose track record speaks volumes. 2015 MVP Cam Newton. That's not that long ago. I understand he's had a rough couple of years with injuries and whatnot. By all signs, he was completely healthy going into the season. And now, obviously, we can sit here and say hindsight is 2020, but after week one and watching him play for the Patriots and play really well.
Right, we watched him rush for like 90 yards and 2 scores.
Yeah, he ran 14 times.
Yeah.
For a guy who, if he's brittle, they're not looking to let him pound the rock 14 times.
He might not be the oldest quarterback, but he's not the youngest, and he still moves better than, you know, 90% of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right. Point being, Cam Newton signed for a very incentive-laden contract to go to the Patriots and try and win a Super Bowl and solidify his career. Here's the thing. He was a much cheaper option. He was a much better option. Why wasn't he an option?
Yeah.
By most accounts, the Bears weren't really ever interested in him. They just didn't really look into him, and I cannot fathom why that is.
At least shine the flashlight and investigate a little bit.
So there's that. We, instead of going after Cam Newton or, you know, someone else, if you were just going to go with Trubisky as your starter anyway, it could have been somebody who's maybe not quite as expensive. Just anything else. There's 100 other options out there we could have gone with. Hell, I got one for you. How about Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Like, in all honesty, it'll be a circus. Whatever. The Bears are already a circus.
Right.
So
dumpster fire is more appropriate.
We move forward and we look at another big signing they made. They signed Robert Quinn, formerly of the St. Louis and, I believe, L.A. Rams. I don't remember if he actually played for L.A. But also, he was with the Cowboys, and last year he had kind of a resurgence where he had double-digit sacks and played really, really well. And look, when he's good, he's good. He's been, at times, one of the best pass rushers in the league, but he's very inconsistent, and he's 30. You know, and he's a defensive lineman slash offensive or outside linebacker. So you're talking about a guy who has absorbed a lot of contact in his career, and he's 30. He's been in the league for a while. When we signed him to a massive contract worth about $90 million, all said and done,
woo,
that's a big fat paycheck. When you're already paying Khalil Mack, and look, Khalil Mack had a little bit of a down year last year, but
he's worth it.
He's worth every goddamn penny. That guy is the type of dude who can win a game for you by himself.
He's the type of guy who can light a fire under the asses of his teammates, too.
Yes, he makes everyone
because
around him better.
Because you listen to Khalil Mack.
Yes, you do. He's big and scary and awesome. Mm-hmm. I love Khalil Mack. I got a little frustrated with him at times last year. Yeah. I understand it was not his fault. It was a lot of injuries. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and just make excuses for Khalil Mack. But the point is, he is very well paid. Deservedly so, but very well paid. And so when you go out and you pay another player at his same position, big, big money, you need great production from him.
Yeah.
Right? And that's okay. But Jadeveon Clowney was out there. And he's younger. Mm-hmm. And he just signed a one-year deal, basically a one-year prove-it, with the Titans after spending most of last year with the Seahawks.
And you know he'd probably rather be in the club of Chicago than fucking Tennessee.
You know, you'd think. I mean, I don't know.
They might be up and coming, you know, or something.
They made it to the AFC Championship last year, you know? I mean, it's not like he's joining a nobody team. So Clowney is younger. He plays the same position. He's very versatile. He's not a high sack total guy, has not been there yet, but he's a great all-around player. And he's another distraction that would have helped out with the production from the side of Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, it would have just been a great signing. Now, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. I'm sure the Bears had no idea Jadeveon Clowney was going to take until, like, right before the season started to finally get signed. For whatever reason, teams were just not willing to go out and give Clowney the type of money he probably deserves.
Yeah.
But, you know,
And it probably has to do with those, you know, sack totals, because that's the line people look at for position.
You know, well, you know, it varies, obviously. But the big thing here is he's younger and he ended up being cheaper. The money we doled out to Robert Quinn, it makes you wonder, why couldn't we have offered the same contract to Jadeveon Clowney? It just, it doesn't quite make any sense. It doesn't pass
money better spent.
Yeah, you know. But then again, why spend that kind of money on one of these big names? You know, why not try to get somebody a little younger, maybe a little more upside? Whatever. Point is, they dropped a big fat contract on an aging player who week one did not play for injuries. Now, hopefully he gets over it and he comes back and he's productive and I can shut the hell up about this whole thing. But still, that's another big reason why, apparently, Allen Robinson has not been extended.
Right.
Now, we look at the signing of Jimmy Graham. Now look, if this was 2014, I would be thrilled to have Jimmy Graham, yeah. And I'd be even more thrilled that we only got him for $7 million a year. But he's like 34 years old.
Yeah, it's been a while since he's put up the numbers that people want to see from Jimmy Graham.
Right. Now, look, he had some moments and some double-digit touchdown numbers, and he's a big man and he can create plays. And
he could have been good for two in week one had he not been overthrown on one touchdown. So he could be a member of the offense that Trubisky looks at a little bit more because people have kind of pushed him out of their minds.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hope it works out, and hopefully he's able to just help out a little bit because our tight end production has been dog shit.
Ever since Marty B.
Yeah, that's about it. But more to that point, though, they drafted Cole Kmet with their first pick. It was a second-round pick, but it was their first pick in the draft because of the trade that they had made for the aforementioned Khalil Mack, which, to me, still worth it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we didn't have a first-round pick, and the very first pick we went with was another tight end. It was Cole Kmet. Now, you're not preparing for the future by signing Jimmy Graham. Obviously, he's 34, so I understand the idea of getting another tight end to kind of hopefully be able to wean into that position and develop. And if he's as good as they think he's going to be, great.
Yeah.
But they already, at one point during this offseason, the Bears had 10 tight ends on their roster. That's not an exaggeration. They had 10 tight ends.
Jeez. I love me some tight ends, but wow.
That's way too many goddamn tight ends. And now you're dropping $7 million a year on a 34-year-old one, and you used a second-round pick to get another one in Cole Kmet. So money is being dropped on these tight ends.
We're
like
hemorrhaging
like
tight ends.
We just got tight ends dripping out of our fucking eye sockets at this point.
Dripping out of our tight ends.
So, you know, that's other money right there that could have been otherwise moved to spend on Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
Again, Allen Robinson
deserves that money.
He was the only guy who played worth a shit on offense last year. Just straight up, period.
Yeah, any game that we pulled away, any victory we eked out had some small part to do with Allen Robinson.
Yes, 100%. And so, the fact that they have not extended the contract, the fact that they have managed to alienate arguably their best player. Khalil Mack's their best player, but arguably their second best player.
Offensively their best player.
Easily their best offensive player. Yeah. Easily. It hands down 100% their best offensive player. Yeah. And they've alienated him to the point where he was so angry that he removed all references to the Bears from his social media.
Yeah.
And then there was all these rumors spreading
around. He pulled
around.
A bitchy girlfriend.
Right. Yeah, that's a breakup thing, you know? And then there were the rumors swirling that he had requested a trade. I've seen back and forth. I've seen, no, they didn't do that. His agent came out and said, no, we did not request a trade. I don't know if that's the case. I do know that the market for him should be massive, but it won't be because there are so many other teams that are in position where they can't really afford to shell out big money to a tight end or to a wide receiver. And even if they can, you know, like, the Niners would be the only team that really makes sense, and I don't know that they have the cap space to sign him. But if you're going to trade for him, you have to sign him, because it's going to take a first-round pick to get him. Yeah. Mohamed Sanu, who was the number three receiver for the Falcons last year, he went for a second-round pick to the Patriots last year. And he did nothing there. They cut him in this offseason. It looks like a really bad trade, because it was.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to trade for Allen Robinson, it's going to cost you. And if it's going to cost you a first-round pick, you have to be able to sign him long-term. And if you can't do that, then it's a wasted trade. Especially if you're one of these fledgling teams like the Jets. I've heard their name out there because their name is always out there.
Yeah.
But
they've scooped up everybody since Brett Favre.
Right.
Leaving a team has ended up in the Jets at some point in their career.
So, you know, certainly it would make sense for them to go get a great wide receiver to hopefully be able to bail out Sam Darnold, who they're hoping still won't be a bust.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, that's a situation where you're talking about paying top, and like, a first round pick is way more valuable than money in the NFL.
Yeah.
Especially since the Jets are awful and it's going to be like a top three pick. Hmm. That is extremely valuable. So they're not, I don't see it happening. So the trade market wouldn't really be there anyway, unless the Bears were just willing to drop him for a discount, which, what's their incentive to do that?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the season, they can franchise tag him and keep him for another year and hopefully be able to work in a contract. But my hope, my sincere hope is they don't do that. Mm-hmm. My sincere hope is, for the first time seemingly in franchise history, they do the right thing by one of their players.
Right.
And they fucking pay the man.
Yeah.
Pay him so that we can move forward.
Dish
so
out some shekels.
Dish out them fucking shekels, bro.
Get some hashtag dish them shekels.
Yeah. But that's really all I wanted to talk about, was just Allen Robinson's situation. Look, the Bears won last week. I'm still not super hopeful for this year. I'm just not.
As Bears fans, as Chicago fans in general, like, you can never really be optimistic.
Right. Not since the days of Michael Jordan have we been able to just have unadulterated optimism for any sports team in Chicago, other than the Blackhawks, but fuck hockey.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Anyway, that's all we have to talk about here. Unless you want to add anything else.
No, not really. I mean, I can't. I'm not that kind of person. What am I going to offer? I'll bounce things off of you. But I don't have my own thoughts.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and shut it down. I'll just end with this message. If anyone out there knows how to get in touch with Ryan Pace, the general manager of Chicago Bears, forward me his number so I can call him. And I'd like to yell at him about a lot of things. Yeah. It would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I might even record it.
He might hire you. You never know.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Could be worth it.
But anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for indulging me, specifically me, for my ranting. And thanks again.